John chapter 11. I want you to move. And in verse 55. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, many went up from the country to Jerusalem for the ceremonial cleansing before the Passover. They kept looking for Jesus, and as they stood in the temple area, they asked one another, "What do you think? Isn't he coming to the feast at all?" But the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone found out where Jesus was, he should report it so that they might arrest him. In John chapter 7, verse 1, after this, Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea, because the Jews were waiting to take his life. But when the Jewish feast of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, "You ought to leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples may see the miracles that you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." For even his own brothers did not believe in him. Therefore, Jesus told them, "The right time for me has not yet come. For you, any time is right. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify that what it does is evil. You go to the feast. I am not yet going up to this feast, because for me, the right time has not yet come." Having said this, he stayed in Galilee. However, after his brothers had left for the feast, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. Now, at the feast, the Jews were watching for him and asking, "Where is that man?" Among the crowd, there was whispering, widespread whispering about him. Some said, "He's a good man." Others replied, "No, he deceives the people." But no one would say anything publicly about him for fear fear of the Jews. Not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having studied?" Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. If it comes from him who sent me. If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself. But he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me? You are demon-possessed, the crowd answered. Who is trying to kill you? Jesus said to them, I did one miracle, and you are all astonished. Yet because Moses gave you circumcision, though actually it did not come from Moses, but from the patriarchs, you circumcise a child on the Sabbath. Now, if a child can be circumcised on a Sabbath, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing the whole man on the Sabbath? Stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment. As I was pressing in to share with you what I felt that was important about tonight for the opening of this feast was to take time and not look back at what he did or did not do with or for you, but that his chosen timetable, as I shared with you guys earlier in Acts chapter 2, King James says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come. It didn't happen by accident. I believe that the Holy Spirit will use many signs and wonders in this particular feast to assure us of the importance of this time. Just like when he did not bow to his family pressures, and they were mocking him, he simply said to them, nope, my time has not yet come. He gave them an answer that was really evasive in order to take the pressure off and get with the obedience that he had been called to be and to do. I remember, for me, an incident that was similar when I wanted to be baptized at PTL. I was there. There was a beautiful pool in the middle of the great big open area in the middle of the hotel. And how I wanted to be baptized that day. But there was pressure from people around me. And it would have created probably quite a bit of a stir. And the Holy Spirit said, you can watch, but it's not time yet. The day for my baptism had not fully come. Several years later, Pastor Gino said, well, we're going to have a baptism and the dates and so on and so forth. And I had never conferred to him that I had never been baptized by immersion. It was not something we ever talked about. And as the day approached, the Holy Spirit said, now is the appointed time. So we had quite a group. 30, I don't know, 35, whatever it was, a big number. And he had already asked me to teach them. Well, obviously, I would have preferred to have it done when nobody knew me. Anybody relate? Amen. No pressure, no, you know, fanfare, no shooting off of the, you know, 7-gun salute. Anyway, I went into his office and I asked him if he could consider adding one more to the list. Well, he says, who is it? I said, me. Oh, he says, you can do it next time. I said, Pastor, I really believe this is the appointed time. This is now. It's got to be done this time. Are you sure, Kim? I am absolutely convinced. Of course, we had many challenging times in the past, and this was no different. said, I know. The Holy Spirit said, won't leave me alone. I got to do it. I said, but I will offer you the option that if you really don't want to do it, I can always have someone else do it. Oh, no, 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 we can't do that. So to make a long story short, I said, Lord, what do you want and how do you want this? He said, well, you go to the Y every day for exercise during the week. This was going to be done on a Friday night. Just use your duffel bag or your little pack sack there and put a towel in there and put your bathing suit in. That's all you need. Yes, Lord. Can I tell anybody? I wanted somebody. The Lord said, no. You go by yourself. Don't tell anybody. So every Friday, Mom and I went out to dinner. And so obviously I picked her up and off we went to dinner. We had our dinner. We had the intercessory prayer like we did every Friday. And so then it came time for Mom to go into the sanctuary, and I always had things to do and to prep for the, and I had designated other people to do the worship. And off I went downstairs, put my bathing suit on and the robe over it, and stood in line. I can remember saying to the Lord, okay, this is the appointed time? And he said, yes, this is the time. I can remember entering the water, going down, and my mom, I can remember because she didn't have much of a neck, and she went like this, and then she pushed herself up, and all I can tell you is the results were, at the next baptism, she was the one that was going in. Mm-hmm. At 80, I'm guessing 85, 84. God's appointed time to do something special for this feast. He's brought you here. He'll keep you here for the appointed season that he's looking to meet with you personally, to change the outlook that you may have about the feast. But he will impact your life. I believe that some around you may be doing exactly what the brothers did. If you want to show off, go ahead. Go to the feast. You know, And if Jesus could discern the spirit of the brothers, can you discern the spirit that pushes buttons and accuses you of showing off? Because you're so holy now that you went to the feast. Can anybody relate?
Yeah.
All right. Would you bow your heads, please? Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I give this whole feast to you.
I give this whole feast to you.
However you choose to impact my life.
However you choose to impact my life.
It's between you and I.
It's between you and I.
One to one.
One-to-one.
In harmony together.
In harmony together.
To become one people.
To become one people.
Yet individually worked over.
Yet individually worked over.
And rehearsed.
And rehearsed.
To bring us to a new level.
To bring us to a new level.
Of maturity in Christ.
Of maturity in Christ.
We don't want to be what we were last year.
We don't want to be what we were last
year. Or last month.
Or last month.
Or yesterday.
Or yesterday.
We're looking forward.
We're looking forward
to the days of encounter.
To the days of encounter.
That you will progress.
That you will progress.
In each and every one of us.
In each and every one of us.
We're looking to see.
We're looking to see.
You.
You.
Face to face.
Face to face.
We want more, Lord.
We want more, Lord.
And we truly want to be set free.
And we truly want to be set free.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We pray.